East Jerusalem, hybrid warfare and a socialist surprise in Oklahoma. Israel has begun physically converting the UNRWA center it seized in East Jerusalem, not merely occupying it administratively, but renovating and repurposing the building that has served since 1949 as an administrative hub for United Nations refugee services in the West Bank. Germany's security posture took a sharper turn this week, with Chancellor Friedrich Merz warning publicly that Germany will make hybrid attackers pay a price. The unusually direct language comes amid multiple incidents across Germany and neighboring NATO states involving suspected Russian-linked sabotage, railway signal interference, fires at logistics facilities, and the distinction matters diplomatically. Physical conversion signals a claim of permanent control over the site that is very difficult to reverse, and crosses a line that even some of Israel's traditional allies view as a direct challenge to the UN's legal framework governing occupied territory. Suspected infrastructure tampering that Germany's domestic intelligence service has attributed to a rising number of state-directed hybrid operations. Merz's deliberately ambiguous framing appears strategic. Germany is constrained by its constitution, NATO's Article 5 thresholds, and domestic political opposition to anything resembling escalation, yet is attempting to establish deterrence without crossing into explicit offensive threat territory. The Secret Service confirmed awareness of an Iranian video containing what it characterized as threatening content directed at Baron Trump. Iran's posture toward Trump family members has been a significant concern since the 2020 Soleimani assassination, with multiple documented plots, some intercepted, some charged, targeting Trump administration figures in the years since. The agency's public confirmation rather than routine silence appeared deliberate, suggesting a reason to put the threat on record. In domestic politics, a Democratic socialist won a primary runoff in Oklahoma, one of the country's most reliably Republican states, in a result that speaks to how economic anxiety is scrambling traditional partisan alignments. The electorate in a primary runoff is small and highly motivated, which limits how far the result can be generalized. But the fact that a self-described Democratic socialist could mobilize sufficient voters to win even a Democratic primary in Oklahoma suggests something meaningful is shifting at the grassroots level across geographic lines normally treated as fixed. Senator Mitch McConnell returned to the news after a viral video raised fresh questions about his fitness to serve at 84. His office has previously attributed similar episodes to a form of focal onset seizure, but the frequency of such incidents has increased public and Senate colleague concern. The Constitution provides no clean mechanism for resolving questions of cognitive or physical fitness for elected officials, making these situations politically combustible without clear resolution. Separately, the Justice Department, representing the Trump administration, explicitly threatened to demolish the Kennedy Center if a federal court blocks its renovation plans, an extraordinarily aggressive legal posture toward a venue that has served as a symbol of American cultural life since 1971.